Hello?
Hello, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Research. How you doing?
Who? Research?
Yeah, Opinion Research. We're actually conducting a statewide public opinion poll. See if you can help me with this. We'll make sure I make this as quick as possible for you. I know where you are on your cell phone.
Okay.
Okay. Are you at least 18 of age, legal and legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, and how do you feel secure storage of firearms is or not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Okay, so that again?
Yeah, I said, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or not a major responsibility of the gun ownership?
Yes. Yeah.
It is? Okay. And a firearm considered securely stored, if it is either in a secure storage device or is that is also locked, can be unlocked with a key or combination, fingerprint, or similar means. For example, a safe container is a locked safe or made a temporary interoperable by a temporary resident locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock. Stored in a container that is not see-through and stored through a place where a person is prohibited from handling, such as a child cannot responsibly gain access to. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes, I would.
You support it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a safe lock? You support or oppose?
Support.
How about a locked container or case?
Locked container or case. If it's locked, yeah.
Okay. A lockbox or other device that is undesigned, undesignated to be or which can be used as a store for firearms.
Yes.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
A combination lock?
Same. Support.
Okay. How about a biometric identifier, which has a fingerprint?
Yeah, I got one of those.
Okay, so you support it?
Yeah.
Okay. And if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe case or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not be not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
Well, if it's in a lockbox, I would think it would be okay to have it loaded.
Okay. So you say should not then?
I would say it should. It's up to the person. I would hate to unlock it if I need to use it immediately and then I have to try to load it up. So
okay.
I would prefer it to be loaded.
So basically, it should not then. That's basically your opinion. Okay. So if a firearm is not in a lock safe case or lock box, do you feel this is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through or kept in a seat where a minor cannot respond to gain access to it? Yes, it's secure or no, it's not secure?
Not secure.
Okay. And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose that a law that is required that a gun should be stored securely?
Okay, I missed that question.
So if a firearm is not physically a possession, if it's by its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I support.
Okay. And searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose that a law that requires firearms should be securely stored if it is also included language making clear that law enforcement cannot use that secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant.
Support.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm can be securely stored immediately prior to a minor obtaining it?
No, I oppose.
Oppose, okay. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
That's a tricky one. I mean, because not everybody's responsible, but the responsible people, I see no problem with that. But
okay, so you're like undecided then? Would that be?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm or making that record available to the public?
I support that because the firearm should have been secured.
Okay, great. In terms of personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm a registered Democrat, but I can be independent easily.
Okay. And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 above?
50 to 64.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or authenticity? White, Anglo, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
African American.
I'm sorry?
African American.
Okay. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Male.
Okay. And that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation this evening. Really appreciate that. Have a great one.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.